Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Thanks for listening to Dusty and Cam podcast, brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center. Doing the right thing since 1952.
This is Dusty and Cam in the morning.
When I say, should we bring our swimsuits? You say, well, yeah, weather permitting.
With Dusty Hera.
I didn't get into college. Check me out. I'm kick-ass.
And Cam Cleland.
I almost joined a frat in college myself, but they tried to make me chug a 40.
Dusty and Cam in the morning on 1080 The Fan.
Put my nuts on the table, and then I did the damn thing.
All right, hour number two, Dusty and Cam in the morning. Thank you for being a part of our morning and letting us be a part of yours, whether it's on 1080 The Fan or radio.com app 99.5 HD2. Let's do this, man. Last hour talking the sketchy characters that your team signed. Alden Smith gets a one-year $3 million deal with the Dallas Cowboys. After we went through his, we actually didn't even get through all of his laundry list of run-ins with the law and league discipline over the course of the NFL. And by the way, he has not been reinstated by the league yet. That needs to be noted.
No, Roger Goodell's got to, they got to have a full sit. Well, they can't have a sit down. Maybe they got to have a Zoom.
Think about toilet paper, Zoom. What else has benefited more? I mean, Zoom has taken over.
I've been confused with the toilet paper thing from the get-go, but as I've started to analyze it, and I went, look, there's a lot of people that don't go at home. You know, they save it for work, or they're out on the go, or they head to a Starbucks, or they go to a public spot. Now I started analyzing, it's like, a lot more people are doing the deed at home.
Wait, more people that are prone to public poop than home? I know more people that will.
They all live here. 9 o'clock is crap o'clock at this office.
Well, no, I know, but.
I mean, good that's Lord.
That's just two dudes that two blow dudes, up our portion of the office.
Two dudes.
It's been so much more like, fresh selling, smelling
it,
now.
It definitely is. There's a couple dudes that are about as regular as the train used to be, man. It's like, whoop, there it is.
But I know
the fog that enters the whole room. It's like a courtesy flush occasionally.
I know more people that
so damn hard to
refuse
do.
To go in public. And they will only go at home.
But I can't explain the TP. I can't explain the TP thing.
I don't know.
Other than the fact that everybody's spending more time at home. So instead of going to work where the work has, the two grit sandpaper that you wipe your booty with, that you leave, you leave scratch marks on the way out. You're going to go home. You're staying at home.
Our Costco insider, RJ, just says he just pulled up to work and there's hundreds of people lined up outside again. Good for business, bro.
Hundreds of people lined up out there again.
TP's trading at a higher number than gold right now. Do you know that? One and two ply. Don't even get started on three ply. That stuff's amazing. Do you think there's places that are doing the, remember the episode of The Office where Dwight Schrute has them unply the toilet paper to make
I'll try
it
to
one,
split it in half?
To go one
if
ply?
An eight ply.
And then Pam fights it. At the end, he has to ask his assistant, Nate, to reply. Reply.
Reply the toilet paper. I don't know. Unplying it may be the way you save some money and make that roll go at a little bit longer. You never know.
Well, you know who's going to need a lot of two ply, eight ply, seven ply, and some wipes is Mike Lynch after what I saw he did yesterday.
bold move saying I could take down the McDonald's challenge.
Sue went
and bought it, and he did it, man.
I could hear his blood thickening as he was doing the challenge.
He did it on the air?
Yeah. Didn't he did it at lunch?
I think he did it to start the show.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. It was part of the challenge of the show.
I was listening around 6 o'clock right at the start of the club hour, and they were saying that at that point he was about an hour and a half removed from having finished.
Somebody needs to check on Mike and see if he's okay.
And at that point, a text came in on the text line saying, would Mike drink a Coors Light for $100 right now? And they were debating whether they could come up with enough cash to get Mike to drink a beer on top of all of that.
Oh, yeah, you could do that.
Mike said he wouldn't for $100.
For $100?
He said he couldn't. He was too uncomfortable.
That's incredible. You have to. You have to go drink.
Somebody needs to break down the calories that he consumed at that, because I am flabbergasted.
Mm. He's going to back you up for a couple
back
of days.
Back you up? You need a Roto-Rooter.
Ew. Bad visual. Bad visual. Bad visual. 707-707-707.
What's hot?
Okay.
What's hot and why is it cool?
They're cool because they're hot.
Hot and cool with Dusty and Cam. Your morning dose of positivity ripped from the headlines.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
Roto-Rooter. Uncertain times. You have a new offensive coordinator. You have no spring ball, and your starting quarterback is going to be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft in all likelihood. Oregon, not liking that uncertainty, they turn to the transfer portal. Anthony Brown will grad transfer from Boston College to Oregon to battle for the starting spot with Tyler Shuck, Jay Butterfield, and Kale Millen.
Giddy up.
By my calculations, because he only played 6 games last year, the previous year he missed the Clemson game, he went 14-11 in his career as a starting quarterback at Boston College. Mm. So he's dual threat, though. He can run. It is a nice little insurance policy to have a veteran, because you have, 15 attempted passes on your roster right now. Having a guy that's thrown for 4,000 is pretty good.
I agree.
He's got 40 touchdowns, 20 interceptions in his career as well.
You're as cold as ice.
I was wondering when this was going to happen, and it happened late last night. The first Power 5 conference to announce they will be cutting back their spending. And it will be with coaches' salaries. Iowa State Athletic Director Scott Pollard saying that he is freezing any coaches' bonuses for the 2020 season. There will be a temporary pay reduction for the athletics department, coaches, and certain staff. It'll be a comprehensive plan that will reduce the payroll by more than $3 million. The temporary freeze in bonuses will save about $1 million more, and they will be delaying a previously announced increase to the annual giving levels by donors by approximately $2.5 million.
A lot of changes coming along. Everybody's going to be sacrificing. Yeah. I mean, everybody.
And guess what they're doing? They are freezing their ticket prices. No uptick in those as well. So, I don't know.
None of us know.
An interesting time, to say the least. Because coaches' salaries, I mean, my gosh, we were talking about Dabo Swinney yesterday. Dabo Swinney once said, when it becomes about the money, that's when I'll find a new profession. You paid $9.3 million, salary may see 3 sports go away at Clemson.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot. We're going to see a lot of how much it really means. We're going to see a lot of it. How much does it mean to you?
I just found that they, from the text line, they calculated those calories for Lynch, by the way.
Oh.
5,100.
Are you, what?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
5,100.
Wow. That's amazing.
Not just amazing. That's terrifying. 5,100. Have you ever consumed 5,100 calories in one setting in your life?
No.
Do you think?
Probably not.
Probably not?
No, probably not. Yeah. I can't.
Joey Chestnut guys and all those competitive eaters. I don't know how. Do they have to? They have to go around and didn't we talk about this? Then they did just get rid of it in the bucket behind the stage. You got to hold it down for like an hour.
For the hot dog contest, you got to hold it down for 10 minutes.
10 minutes, 10
minutes.
And then you can go do whatever you want.
We know they're puking. We know that they're doing this. There's no way they're holding this down.
Will they expand their stomachs?
Yeah.
Have you seen that Kobayashi video?
Regurgitation a little bit. Like feed the ducks.
He sits there at one of those conveyor belt sushi joints, and he just eats for hours upon hours upon hours. They're losing money on him. All right, Mark Cuban is backtracking on his claim that he thinks a mid-May return will happen for the NBA. Now, he's not saying it's out of the realm of possibility for the NBA, but he's backing down from his confidence level in it. He is open to playing in one city, though. The whole league going to one city and doing that whole thing. So count at least one of the 30 NBA owners on board with it. You only need 29 more to approve it. And the NBAPA.
Let's go. I think it's big because it means that he's been pretty powerful and influential thus far, because he's one of the most outright spoken kind of owners, not just because he has Shark Tank and he's pretty confident in himself when it comes to business, because he's made it from the start, hadn't had anything handed to him. And I appreciate what he's saying. And if they can find a way to make this happen in the next few months or in the few weeks, let's get behind it, because it'll be, at least it'll give us some content.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope it happens, but I just sit there and I go, what can we, like, can we bank on it? No, you can't bank on anything right now. There's so much uncertainty. I just hope, if mid-May is wildly optimistic, and Major League Baseball, by the way, July 1 is what they're targeting for, which would be nice. But that's 3 months away. Robert Kraft, Jonathan Kraft, and the New England Patriots sent their team plane over to China and loaded it up with PPE, personal protective equipment, and it's coming back. $2 million is what it cost to get 1.2 million N95 masks for nurses, doctors in Massachusetts.
So let me get this right. Okay. They flew their plane over there. Yes. It didn't cost them $2 million to fly their plane over there.
No.
This is the full amount of what they invested and paid China for to get masks, because they knew now they're going to donate them over there.
That is believed to be like an estimate, because they're not tooting their own horn on, we're spending $2 million on this.
That's just kind of an estimate. And they also talked about the crazy amount of red tape that they had to go through just to try to get this stuff was incredible. But thank gosh they're doing that for their community.
Yep. And it's heading on its way back to Massachusetts, where they definitely need it. And it says that,
actually, I saw it's going to New York.
It's going to New York now?
Or
I saw Massachusetts.
Massachusetts
hospitals.
And New York. Okay. Because I guess Bob Kraft went to Columbia, has New York ties. Ian Rappaport saying that in a roundabout way, he's also helping Jets and Giants fans, which is nice.
Look at that. That is a really cool thing, though. And you're seeing more and more owners stepping up and trying to help the fight. Yesterday, Wimbledon announced that they are canceling the tournament for this year. And last night, there was a lot of panic because the rumor was that the Open Championship in golf would be canceled by the Royal and Ancient today. Well, the CEO, Martin Slumbers, he said they're continuing to work with their options on the Open this year, including a postponement due to a range of external factors. That process is taking some time to resolve. We are well aware of the importance of being able to give clear guidance to fans, players, and everyone involved, and are working to resolve this as soon as we can.
Man.
It was scheduled for July 16th
to
the
19th. Scheduled for July. I'm not surprised at this point. We've lost all the great grass events so far. We've lost the Masters. Now we're going to lose the Open.
When you think about it, too, things might be
Wimbledon.
Things might be a lot better by mid-July, but to get a golf tournament ready, you need to bring people together to work on facilities and things like that. So you need a little bit of a lead time.
I know. Who cares? Just throw some goats out there. Let them trim it. But
hey, I'm going to go old school.
Can we have something?
Old school.
I don't really care what it looks like. Just let them go. Let them play like what we used to grow up playing in.
No fans. No caddies.
No.
Just
carry your own damn clubs. Have a push cart.
With your own bag. And
it'd be
go
great.
Play this thing.
Care. That's what I'm saying. Reset button. Send it back. And hickory shafts and stuff.
The Open has not been canceled since World War II. It should be noted, though, they do have an insurance policy that has wording for a global pandemic
to get
a payout for it. So it might not be postponed. They just may cancel it and get their money.
Okay.
How about that? Okay. Like, who puts the global pandemic in their insurance policy? The Royal and Ancient, apparently.
Smart people.
That is what is hot and cool on the Fan. Jadeveon Clowney's dropping his asking price. What it means for the Seattle Seahawks next on the Fan. All right, it is 7:20 on this, the second day of April 2020. Hey, Cam.
Yeah.
You said that we have one texture very concerned. You said that we lost our great grass events, which is true. Wimbledon, we're maybe losing the Open, PGA, and
the Masters.
The Masters being postponed. We got one person that's saying, wait a minute, we haven't lost our 420 time, have we? I mean, I don't think we're the guys to talk to about that.
I'm the wrong guy to talk to about that, but
I don't know.
Ask
us in 18 days, bro. Mm-hmm. See how that one's gone.
Well, I did get some good announcement today at ESPN and CBS, at least partially made my day.
What's that?
Made my day.
Wait, what happened?
Well, I was just hoping for this. I was praying for this.
They traded Booger for Romo.
No. Oh. ESPN and CBS decided, because we're not going to get the Masters, they're going to re-air starting Wednesday, April 8th at 1 p.m., the 2018 Masters. And then they're going to have the 86 final round at 3 p.m., the 2018 Masters par 3 contest, then Thursday. So throughout, starting Wednesday through the weekend, they're going to have hashtag Masters Rewind for a little bit of content to at least give us some nostalgia for that week. So
can't wait.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
Wow.
That is fantastic.
The 86 Masters final round.
Hercules.
Arguably the greatest final round in the history of golf. Arguably.
Yeah.
It just is.
When you think of sports, like golf, they have those moments that you think about. You know, Tiger in the fist pump, Tiger on one leg. I mean, heck, Tiger's round last year. I'm just saying a lot of Tiger.
Anybody else?
I can go to Phil Mickelson. Remember Phil Mickelson's first green jacket?
I remember his meltdown also, too.
Yeah, Wingfoot.
Yeah.
Hitting it into the...
Hitting it off the tent.
Yeah, into the catering tent. Yeah.
I remember more than the
John
shots.
John Vandeveld.
I remember his presser afterwards. He goes, I'm such an idiot. Such an idiot.
Is there...
Colin Montgomery... crapping his 7-iron, all he had to do was land on the green, and he went. I mean, there's so many great stories of that.
Doubtfire.
Do you know who won that?
What?
Do you know who won that tournament?
Which one are you talking
about? Don't look.
The Monty tournament?
No, that Wingfoot. Do you know who won that U.S. Open? I'll give you a hint. He's an Aussie.
An Aussie?
He's an Aussie.
Adam Scott?
Not Adam Scott.
He was way too young.
Don't look.
We're not looking.
How many other Aussie golfers do you know? It's not Greg Norman. Jeff Ogilvie.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That was going to be next guest.
I know. You would have known
Ogilvie.
That for sure.
I remember Jeff Ogilvie, but that's a name
most
that I would
obscure
have thought of a thousand
thing
years.
Ever. He kind of won by default. Yeah, anyway.
You know,
didn't he have kind of a weird loopy swing?
It's a little, it's not as loopy, but it's loose.
You know, we talk often about the sports people, the people in sports that you hate for no reason. You know, we've had that discussion a lot. Mm-hmm. Golf has that. My dad, I remember my dad getting so upset every time they would show Colin Montgomery. I have no idea why.
He didn't like Colin Montgomery. Huh?
I don't think my dad, to this day, I don't think he knows
got
why.
Got a swing for my backswing.
He would go, Monty.
And Monty's very posturous, yes.
Every single time, and just be. I remember being a kid,
a little bit of fade.
I was like, "What did he do to you,
my buddy?" My best friend absolutely hates Zach Johnson. No good explanation. He's like, just "Look at him. Just doesn't he just tick you off?"
I'm like,
Phoenix?
Like,
Phoenix?
My
in front
gosh.
Of a guy like
just
that?
This normal dude from Iowa out playing golf got a problem though.
But okay. It's just like.
It's kind of how I feel about JJ Redick, though. You know, he just.
You love his poetry, though.
But Colin Montgomery might be, he might go down as the greatest golfer that's never won a major at this point. I mean, he won the Order of Merit so many years in a row. He was an incredible golfer.
He and Lee Westwood.
Lee Westwood's not as good as Monty was.
Was he number one in the world for like 3 years and never won
a major, but he was world number one.
Yeah, I mean, but I would think about longevity of that. I mean, no, Lee Westwood's pretty good too, but I loved Monty. I like that goofy little cut swing that he had.
Yeah.
He's brilliant.
Yeah, me too. I don't know. What's a cut swing?
Yeah.
What's a cut swing?
The way you play golf.
He shoots a cut?
The way you play golf.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, shankopotamuses.
Yeah. If it goes to the right.
Oh, yeah. We call
majority of people that happens. Mm. It's actually much better that the ball goes to the right than to the left if you're a right-handed golfer.
Mm.
You can talk to a fade. You can't talk to a hook.
Did they find my ball?
They find my ball?
Mm-hmm.
Did they find it? All right. Well, also, point I was trying to get at before we got onto so many different avenues there. Golf, for a sport that is not as mainstream viewed, it gives you more moments that you remember. Like, then it gives you so many moments, yet it's not as mainstream as, you know, baseball, basketball, mm-hmm. or football. Yet people remember those moments. Like, last year's Masters, that will be remembered by non-golf fans for a long time. The one that Tiger got back.
Yeah.
You know, that will not be forgotten. That will be a moment. 86 with Jack. You know, that will be remembered.
I remember when I started watching golf. I remember every moment. That's a big moment in golf since watching it. I mean, it is. It's maybe it's because I love the game, like hyper love it.
Like, and the thing is, I really don't even love the game that much. Not nowhere near on your level, but I remember, you know, the Tiger chip with the Nike sign pausing on the lip of the cup, and like,
what a great commercial.
Yeah.
No, that was real.
It's like they wrote it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
So Jadeveon Clowney, huh?
Yeah, market's coming down a little bit.
Yeah, he is.
You know that there are three number one picks currently as free agents as we sit right here in 2020. Three former number one overall picks in the NFL draft that are free agents,
Clowney,
and are not signed.
You got Clowney, Famous Jameis, and
Cameron Newton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of all those three.
Did you hear what Anthony Lynn said about Cam Newton?
Oh,
he's going to be a good quarterback for someone.
Yeah.
Not his team.
Go Chargers. Go.
They got Tyrod Taylor.
Well, and whoever they take at six.
Yeah, whoever they take at six. Come on. Of those three, who you taking first?
Cam Newton.
There's a trio. Would you rather? Who would you rather starting for you next season? Cam Newton, Tyrod Taylor, or Justin Herbert?
Well, guess. All right.
Of all those three,
all right. Hey, NFL rapid fire coming up at the top of next hour.
I know.
That's true.
Let's do that. That's going to be one of them. I did not have that. Herbert, Tyrod, or Cam. We'll do a rank them. We'll do a rank them 1 through 3 there. But let's dive into a little bit of Jadeveon Clowney, what his status means for the rest of the NFL and where it could go. First is Buck with SportsCenter. Okay, Jadeveon Clowney. He's been an interesting little case study here. You mentioned three first-rounders that are still available in free agency.
Not just first-rounders, first overall picks.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
First overall picks.
Numero uno. That is wild to me. And I saw a stat that, what is it? Between 2010 and 2014, the top quarterback selected in each of those drafts is not a starter?
One more time?
What? So if you
since
go between
2010.
Between 2010 and 2014, because you got a bunch of guys on their rookie deal still.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So guys that have gone through their first contract, I guess you could say. None of them are starters.
Hmm.
I'm going to have to fact check that and see if that is the correct one. But that seems like an unbelievable stat, but completely believable at the same time when you think of guys like who were the first quarterbacks off, and Cam Newton is one of them. And this is like a currently right now.
Well, we consider James Andy Winston Dalton one of those. I guess he was 2010, wasn't he?
But was he the first quarterback off the board?
He probably wasn't. No,
you know, and that's where I think that this look. You can find a stat for everything these days.
Yep, I can back up any one of my logics.
That you just got to find the metric that does it for you.
And if I don't, I'll just write one.
You're going to pen an article about it?
Yep.
You're going to pen something?
More likely than not.
Yeah. However, so Sam Bradford was 2010. He's not even in the league. Cam Newton, 2011. Mm-hmm. 2012, Andrew Luck.
Retired.
2000. Oh,
yeah. That's so crazy.
That's retired.
Was that your Andrew Luck voice?
No, not really.
2013, E.J. Manuel was the first quarterback off the board.
Who?
E.J. Manuel, Florida State.
I know. I Buffalo remember Bills, him. I said that. Who? I know. I remember E.J.
Who was the next quarterback off the... He was the only quarterback in the first round in 2013.
Well, 2014 is Jameis.
Geno Smith was the 2013.
Geno
was
Smith.
Was the second quarterback after E.J. Manuel.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Bad year.
Who was the next? I'm this
2013, isn't that Russell Wilson? He's third round.
He's third round, but where that second round, then Mike Glennon.
Or 2012 was Wilson, sorry.
Mike
Glennon.
He was the 73rd overall pick. Yeah. Is Mike Glennon the best out of that group?
I don't know, maybe. He's the only he might be the only one still in the play-in.
Matt Barkley was a fourth round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. And then Ryan Nassib, Tyler Wilson. Ew. Gosh, what a Landry Jones.
Yeah, still hanging.
And then 2014 was your Jadeveon Blake Bortles. Huh? And then so I guess it's 2010 to 2015. Because Jameis Winston would be your 2015 number one overall.
So
pick.
If you take that stat and equate that to the next 5 years or this draft or anything like that, which quarterback is going to have the most longevity of all these guys taken? Certainly, I'm going to be quite curious.
Yeah.
To start the rally now. If we're all around, if we're all upright, who's going to last the longest?
Well, do you know who 2016 was? And what if they get sick of him?
Yeah.
Jared Goff.
Yeah.
Jared Goff. Jared he could Goff. Be the next one mm-hmm. on this list. Oh, my gosh. It's wild. Okay. Any whoosies. Jadeveon Clowney, former number one pick. Injury history, you know, that is something that we know of with him, and it's been a problem. But he's asking for $20 million.
Not anymore.
And that was a price tag. People are like, man, if you can't stay healthy, $20 million is not that much. He's down to between $18 and $17 million. Mm-hmm. Dropped it between $2 and $3 million per year. Does that bring the Seahawks back into this conversation?
I don't know. Here's what I know about the Seahawks, and I can be as specific as this. The Seahawks use a service, and there is a statistical service, an analytical service called Atavis. And they are not only a tackling company.
I was like, isn't that the rugby place?
Yeah, but they're not just rugby. What they do is give you analytics based upon your per-play performance. That is the reason why they let go of Earl Thomas. Mm-hmm. That is also why they re-signed Bobby Wagner to the highest linebacker percentage because of his health and his tackling percentage and his value to the team based upon per-play performance. Now, these metrics are quite significant to the fact that colleges are using these. There's multiple NFL teams using this to analyze every play by a player, and then you get what's called a percentage grade on your value to the team. And then those metrics are then sent off to John Schneider and Pete Carroll and other colleges, even high schools are using these now, some of these metrics. And once you get that number, then you can show that to the player. You can show that to the performance. You can show that to your agent. You can use that information and say, based upon this, which is proof, like you can say, hey, I'm a $20 million guy. But according to our metrics, which are truth, because truth is that you get what you pay for. And if you don't give enough production, which is Jadeveon Clowney has injuries. So he's not at full speed. Does he have pressures? Sure. Does he have some sacks? Yes. Does he create havoc on certain times when they play San Francisco on Monday night? Yes, he does. But those metrics are being used more and more and more. And if you have that any little bit of off, they're not going to be willing to pay. And they're not going to move off those metrics. I'm telling you straight up, the Seahawks use it more than any other team in the country as we sit right now.
Well, how about this then? Because this storyline has been coming up time and time again. It's fascinating that you bring up the per play and your value per play, because effort has been a question mark now around Jadeveon Clowney. And, you know, with the Seahawks and the Titans, those are the two teams that are reportedly is in the running for Jadeveon Clowney. if the Seahawks are in it, it tells you that they don't think effort is a problem. Do the Tennessee Titans. Mike Vrabel, their head coach, actually talked about it because he coached Clowney in Houston.
That's not for me to decide. I know that when I said when I coached JD was prepared. We did a lot with him. We had a lot of injuries 1 year. We put him in a lot of different places to try to help him help us affect the game. And then he played extremely hard. You know, when he played extremely hard, and I'm not sure if he missed any games that year or not, but you know, we put him in a lot of different places. We asked him to do a lot, and he did do a lot for us, you know. And so never had an issue with any of JD's effort on the field.
Isn't it fascinating that the two teams that want him that have a history with him, Vrabel, Pete Carroll, effort isn't? Where do some of these narratives come from?
Because effort happens when you've lost your motivation as a player based upon what you think you're what everybody has a button and a place they can go to. What did Jadeveon Clowney say when he showed up to the Seahawks when Dwayne Brown recruited? He said, just wait till you get here. You'll see what it's supposed to be like. And he said, I've never been around an organization more energy, more fun, and respect. It elevates your game. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the deal. But can I be as truthful as possible? Is that if I'm an every down player, even these best players in the world, you can't bring it every single play. Now, someone will try to lie to you and say, this guy brings it every single play. Everybody has to take Ray Lewis took plays off. Guys take plays off. They have to. Yep. Especially on the defensive side. You can't bring it like that exorbitantly on a two-minute drill where you're out there for 15 plays. It's just physically not possible. So you're going to have a couple bad plays. You're going to have some bad grades. You're going to have a couple bad check marks. But when you need to in those situations, do you want a guy like Jadeveon Clowney knowing he's on the edge? I would say yes.
What does Jadeveon Clowney do best? I mean, then this
he's a disruptor. That's kind of what you look at. You don't want a guy that's a multi-versatile kind of pass rusher, but he's also excellent against the run, and he's elite. It's a big word here, with judging and knocking down balls and being disruptive from the edge. That is what he is. He's an excellent disruptor.
But I think that the big thing is that he is an elite pass rusher, and he's a good.
He's not an elite pass rusher yet. He's good against the run. He's not an elite pass rusher yet.
Why would you?
Because he's never led the league in sacks. He hasn't had big sack. Now he has good pressures. Guys that are the guys that take it to the next level, like Michael Strahan was a pass rusher. I mean, we're seeing edge rushers. Khalil Mack 2 years ago, that was what we see when we see the kind of that can take over a game. I've seen Jadeveon Clowney take over one game, and he's a very good player. But when you get to the best of the best of the best, I mean, Von Miller took over a Super Bowl. That, let's reserve some judgment
well,
for that.
Well, then why would you give him $17 million if you don't think he's
an elite? I wouldn't pay him $17 million. I don't think he's worth it. I think he's worth somewhere, I don't know what a dollar amount that the Seahawks value, but they're certainly putting it out there.
Yeah.
They've probably given him an offer and said, this is the value we believe you're at.
Because he is, you know, his grades are around average against the run and really... I guess if we're not going to call him elite, near that.
Well, you can call him elite. I just wouldn't.
Near that because of the amount of double teams and attention that he garners on the edge there in the passing game.
Yeah, you have to account for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And that may be why that's a great term that you used is disruptor for him, right? Disruptor. He may not get that sack and he may not ever lead the league in sacks, but you've got to make sure you know where Jadeveon Clowney is on every single play. Yeah. And that to me is where... I think people, the effort comes into question is that, well, how can you be a good when they throw the ball, but you're about average when you're running the ball, right? Well, like, and that's where you sit there and you go, well, some guys have strengths and other guys don't, right?
They don't, but like,
quarterbacks are accurate and some have a cannon for an arm.
You have to take along the same lines of J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt in his heyday was an unbelievable, he was a 20-sack guy. Remember when he would get to that level? That was elite level. But how fast did he fall off the market? How fast did he fall off this hill? Because it's unsustainable. Okay, because he's not like a Reggie White. Reggie White started inside and then went, okay, I'm going to have to really change as I get older. I'm going to go to the outside and not take as much abuse. That's going to happen to great pass rushers. And guys, watch Ndamukong Suh, he's fallen off the mark. Now he's a guy that can be a plugger. You know, the top inside player right now, who's the top inside guy that you would say in the NFL right now?
Aaron Donald.
Of course. Yeah. Aaron Donald, is he physically, can he withstand and hold up at 275, 285 the rest of, no way. He's going to have to get heat, and he will be start to move more and more outside. The best player interior right now, according to a lot of metrics in the NFL, on the inside is Aaron Donald, but right close, right there, okay, Vita Vea for Tampa. Mm-hmm. And it's on grade. It's on the grades. I'm not making it up, okay? So what if you're Jadeveon Clowney, how much of an influence are you paying, and are you making in a game? Are you worth $17 and $18 million? Because that's a lot of lettuce to pay a guy that doesn't even have double-digit sack numbers.
In his career ever. Ever.
It's a lot.
You know what he has in as far as
the, and injury issues and coming off a major core injury surgery. Last time I checked, you need your core.
You know what his career sack numbers? He's been in the NFL, number one pick in 2014. His career sack numbers are 64. Or excuse me. No, 32. Sorry. 32. His assisted tackle is 64.
And he's going into his seventh season, correct?
Yes. He has 32 sacks. Now, and this is where injuries play a huge role. Because his all-time high was 9.5 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
That was when the only season that he's played a full 16 games. Mm-hmm. The only season he's played a full 16 games, he had 9.5 sacks. Other than that, hey, the best ability is availability, isn't it?
So true.
Oh, man. But, hey, Seahawks, it's a good place to be in now that number's gone down, and it's down to two teams. Seattle, Tennessee. All right, let's go off the rails. Change it up before we go NFL rapid fire at the top of the next hour. Off the rails is next, 7:44 on The Fan. All aboard!
What in God's name are we doing?
What?
Most sports talk segments are designed to keep the average fan informed while sparking traditional debates.
I have another story that will take you off the rails.
This is not that segment.
Fungal spore
growing in his lungs.
It's time to get away from the games.
He choked out a mountain lion and saved his life.
And get into the most bizarre, shocking, and hilarious news stories of the day.
Do you understand that most of the country thinks that you're one of the stupidest people around right now?
It's time for Off the Rails.
Millennial dogs are like, nope.
With Dusty and Cam in the morning.
They crossed their paws and said, I'm done with it.
On 1080.
Stupid covers all genres.
The Fan.
All right, 7:47, Dusty Hare, Cam Cleveland with you. Ryan Buckley also here with us. Ryan from the Bay. Rye guy from the Bay. Did you see that?
What Ryan Buckley just said is something that really needs to be highlighted.
Oh, you can't pull positive drops about yourself.
I think I just did.
What?
Whippity whippity woo, check me out.
You can't do that.
You know what? Maybe in these slower times, we should take some trips through the drops board with folks.
All right.
Get off my lawn.
You know what might maybe one of my favorite cam drops of all time? This one.
How about he just cook some top ramen and shut the hell up?
That was definitely before my time here.
Oh, yeah. 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 That one's one of my favorites of all time.
I miss this one, why? Too, that I haven't heard in a while.
Why?
I don't know why, but the eat some top ramen and shut the hell up makes me chuckle every time I hear it.
I like this one.
Horses are for pleasure, and I like to pleasure.
Oh.
I don't know what you were talking
that
about.
That
sounds like it was edited.
Queasy.
To sound.
It does. That's fake.
Kyler Murray's got that big old thick butt.
Now, that one wasn't edited. I do believe that. That's true. I also have this one.
Yeah, suck it, Kyler Murray.
Oh, Kyler Murray drops. Huh. Interesting. Where does that go? Oh, I had a thing about, I don't know. He has positive drops. Did you hear that?
What does that mean?
Ryan Buckley just said is something that really needs to be highlighted.
He pulled a positive drop about himself. Do you just listen to that during breaks and stuff?
Do you get that kind of control? Is that what it takes?
Well, you just
do whatever you want?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I mean, that's one drop on a board of many.
Mm. And meanwhile, we have drops like...
I'll go gala for you.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Sure.
Yeah.
Ride the pole.
Whoa.
Mm.
I'll wear my yoga pants.
Mm. Where does dick come from?
What up, dick?
The greatest dick.
Greatest dick.
Oh, dicks!
Solid.
And meanwhile, Ryan's drop is...
What Ryan Buckley just said is something that really needs to be highlighted.
No crap. Well, your camping sucks.
What was that in reference to, your camping sucking?
I don't know.
You not being good at camping? I don't know.
You're not camping? Oh. You're not camping right? Oh, I think we were talking about camping and glamping.
Yeah, you do glamping.
It's gross. Still the greatest drop. Okay, if you picked one drop, was it the greatest drop? You can't pick your own drop.
The one, like, so not of our show, of, like, people that we have?
Well, my favorite on this board is, where, this one.
A garbuncle is when it's garbage, and a bungle.
I like that. It's good for a bad situation.
Yeah, because I asked you, I was like, what? And it was your one of the first camisms that we had.
That wasn't the first one.
No, it was one of the first words.
Really,
it was one of the first words that you made up.
Yeah.
Which I was like,
it's like Klingon. I create my own language.
Yeah, that's right. So what is my favorite that we own, like on our board?
Can't do yourself.
Can't do myself. Uh-oh, we just made two drops. We just made two drops while talking about those drops. I don't know. That's a tough one. Do you have one off the top of your mind?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's what are you talking about? It's in the song.
Which one? Well, we have like 800 of them. Polly. Which one's Krusty and which one's Dusty?
Still my favorite of all times.
Having Polly.
Which
short,
one's Krusty and which one's Dusty?
Yeah.
That was a cool time.
He wouldn't even put headphones on. It's one of the most fun I've ever had in the studio. That he was just sitting there, wheeze the juice. I mean, I just wanted everything at that point. It was a lot of fun.
Was such a good dude too.
Surprised?
No.
No, not really.
No.
No.
No, because like you're Pauly Shore. We talk about guys that like Alden Smith. We were talking about him earlier. Did being out of the league for 4 years humble him? I think a lot of things in Pauly Shore's life have humbled him. You know, like he was churning out movie after movie after movie in the 90s. Biodome. He could do the dumbest stuff ever, and it would be
funny. It still is funny. It holds forward. I mean, what do you mean? How was he humbled? What do you mean humbled?
He did not disappear. Like, he didn't get canceled. He just vanished. And it was just like, work stopped coming in for him.
Or it's ran its course. It all runs its course.
And I think that would humble a person. You go from like peak popularity to, oh yeah, Pauly Shore.
Well, remember Don Cheadle's? Remember the theories of Don Cheadle? Who is Don Cheadle? Get me Don Cheadle. Who the hell is Don Cheadle? I mean, that's just kind of, that's the actor's world of how it goes. I don't think that's, I said it exactly right. So Don Cheadle once said, this is the theory of as an actor.
Okay.
You start out, you're like, who the hell is Don Cheadle? That's how you start out as an actor.
Okay.
Then the next part says, you start to grow, you get better. He says, get me Don Cheadle. I need Don Cheadle.
You do need Don Cheadle.
And then the next phase of your career goes, get me a Don Cheadle-like. He's like, oh, you got to get me a guy like Don Cheadle. And then finally you circle back to, who the hell is Don Cheadle?
That's a good point.
That's kind of the career of the actor. And he made a good point of that. And I always felt like it's kind of the career of, and that can happen over 30 years as an actor and a football player. That can happen in a month.
Yeah, that is.
Sports figures.
That's very true. My favorite drop that we have is probably this one.
They won two World Wars.
Really?
I love his voice.
My next one, that's a good one.
Nice job, you kicker!
Aaron Baines' drop is still...
Oh,
Aaron
yeah.
Baines.
Yeah, yeah.
Aaron Baines.
We saw him in the shower.
I took a look at Baines in the shower. He looks like all of Australia. He is really put together. Look at this.
What you guys don't really appreciate is the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun right after he says, I took a look at Aaron Baines in the shower, right on cue, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
This might
the
be
pounding
one
of the, what would we call that? The
drums, the big drum. I think this one resonates. I'm going to miss right now. I love this one, a local one.
When I think about playoffs, when I think about playoffs, my nipples get hurt.
That's pretty good.
Is it hard?
Yeah.
What a body.
Yeah. Hey, his name's Enos. 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 Enos.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh, oh. Okay.
What is do a 180?
Nope.
Well, what is do a 180?
Run for fun. That's an gosh.
Yeah, that one's disappeared. Where'd
run for fun go?
Run for fun? What the hell kind of fun is that? Oh, that's
I want a speaker so I can hit that outside, and every time someone runs by our window, I want to like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, that's true. Where did the short versions of that go? We don't have the run for fun short ones anymore because those were great.
Yeah, they're not on there anymore.
Buck just killed them.
They're taking up too much space. We never used them.
All right, fine.
Buck
Whatever,
has
man.
Too much power in there, man. We're gonna have to.
He does.
No! We suck again.
That is a great one. Mm-hmm. Have you seen Enes Kanter? Speaking of Enes Kanter, Nipplegate with Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York?
No. No.
His ex-wife had to come out and defend him because there is a conspiracy theory because of photos, because he's doing everything in to look more like you're a man of the people. You have to wear a polo shirt, apparently, if you're a politician. It's not his ex-wife. It's his ex-girlfriend. They have body shaming him, saying he got man boobs. And now there is a speculation about nipple rings.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Now people think that he has nipple rings. And she says she came to his defense and said, hey, this is nonsense. I just want to say body shaming is not okay, and it's never going to be okay when people are out on the front lines working hard for all of our benefits, then to turn around and start body shaming you. Not shame on you. Knock it off. Do something. Uplift people. Make the world a better place. Not take cheap shots that are unnecessary at him. Have a great day and think about that for a little while.
Okay.
Twitter, Cesspool, is like, they're sitting there and, you know, people always have the worst thing to say about somebody, and they're making fun of, they're going Phil Mickelson on Andrew Cuomo, saying because he wears the polo shirts now, he's got man boobs, and people think that he has nipple rings, and now like body piercers are coming out and being like, kind of looks like that.
So the guy wants to, you know, throw something through the nips. What's wrong with that?
Nothing, man. You did it with the belly button.
I don't have a belly button ring.
When I think about playoffs, my nipples get hurt. Mm-mm.
And you know what? It's early April, man.
I don't have any piercings. I don't.
A wind in a polo shirt may, you know, may make the nips hard.
Mm.
It's all right. No worries. So I thought that was an interesting spin on all of the coronavirus talk, is we have nipple ring gate now.
Great.
Do you want to get back to sports? Do you want to do more drops?
Fun.
Let's hear the bells. We go NFL rapid fire next on The Fan. Everybody here, 9 inches or larger, so we're on track.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.